Hello and welcome to Press TV's Top 5. I'm Marzia Hashimi. Thanks so much for being with us. Well, a new report has revealed the reality of a power struggle in Saudi Arabia. Now the country's spy chief is pushing to expand his power in the Persian Gulf Kingdom. And the report says that Badr bin Sultan is doing all he can to remove Saudi King Malik Abdullah's successor, Crown Prince Salman bin Abdulaziz, from power. Badr has apparently spread rumors of Salman's bad health condition and his inability to conduct his official duties. Now, according to the report, Badr and his lobby are campaigning to persuade the king to remove Salman from power and replace him with House member Muqeen bin Abdulaziz Al Saud. Well, the issue has been rejected by the Allegiance Council, which is from now on in charge of selecting the king's successor. Badr is accused of being behind numerous deadly terrorist acts in Syria, Egypt, Lebanon, and Iraq. We're going to cross over to Chicago, joined by author and radio host Mr. Stephen Lindman. Mr. Lindman, thank you so much for being with us. Good to see you. Looking at the situation, how strong do you think that this allegation is that there is a power struggle underway in Saudi Arabia and it's being led basically by Badr?
Well, hi, Marzia. Well, on the one hand, it doesn't surprise me. On the other hand, it's awfully hard getting good information on what's going on in Saudi Arabia because the Saudi monarchy certainly doesn't release very much. I ran across an article in late November in the London Guardian. It mentioned a well-connected Saudi writer, a journalist by the name of Jamal Khashoggi. He wrote an article in the London-based Al-Hayat Arabic newspaper, and he basically said that, Badr is stirring up lots of trouble. He also said that he thinks the era of one-man rule in Saudi Arabia is over. Well, who can know whether that happens or not? But I guess there can be family feuds everywhere. With all the members of the royal family in Saudi Arabia, Marzia, I guess anything is possible, especially a government that has Badr around. I mean, this guy is a menace no matter what he does, no matter where he goes.
Well, let's look at Prince Badr and what it seems that he has been up to. It appears that being involved in the situation in Syria, in Iraq, in Egypt, and Lebanon. Let's look at that. Why do you think he's playing this very, very aggressive role that not necessarily are all the Saudis actually in line with his thinking?
Well, I'm sure he's a very smart guy, and he plans out his strategy very carefully. At the same time, he wants to elevate himself to a higher position. I don't know whether he thinks of himself as a future king, or maybe kingmaker, maybe a number two or something or other. He was very close to officials in America back during the George H.W. Bush administration. He was so close to the family, they gave him a nickname. They called him Badr Bush. If you can imagine that. I remember seeing photos of him sitting in the Oval Office, maybe in the private quarters of Senior Bush smoking cigars and drinking I don't know what. But very close. He's very close to power. He's also very mischievous. And we know what he's done, creating instability throughout the region, certainly in Syria. He made a secret visit, apparently, to Israel. Other Saudi officials have gone there. Imagine that, an Israeli-Saudi alliance against peace and stability in the region. But I wouldn't put anything past him, Marzia. And I would think, most of all, he wants to elevate himself to benefit most from whatever goes on. If he wants to get a Saudi king's successor, potential one, to put another one in power, he wants somebody there that he controls, again, to elevate himself to a higher position.
All right, well, thank you so much for being with us, Mr. Stephen Lindman, author and radio host out of Chicago, Illinois.